The ground is cold, but I am warmed by Chu's body heat. All around us, people are sleeping, eating, or setting up their areas. I look over to the side and watch a family sitting together, eating their meal. It is a family of five, parents with three boys, from perhaps 5 to 10 years old. The father scoops rice and hands it over to his youngest child first. Then he does the same for the others. The mother reaches over and wipes the child's nose with her fingers, then quickly wipes her hand on her skirt. While they eat, the father's eyes watch over his family and their belongings. I turn away and look at the sky, as tears roll out the corners of my eyes. "Oh, Pa, I miss you," I tell him in my head. The sky is dark and silvery. It fills with a few gray, wispy clouds and countless twinkling stars. I stare at the clouds and envision Pa's face looking down at me. "Where are the angels, Pa?" I ask him. All of a sudden, the clouds pull together, forming many tight balls. Quickly, these balls begin taking the shape of skulls. They hover over me, these cloud skulls, glaring at me with their invisible eyes. My breath quickens and my chest tightens, and I force my eyes to look away. I focus on my arm, and my heart races when I see grass growing out of my flesh. Like the hair on my arm, the grass pokes easily out of my skin like needles through paper, growing taller and taller. Then my flesh melts, and my skin sinks into the ground. In slow motion, my skin decomposes until there is nothing left and it mixes with the dirt, becoming Khmer Rouge topsoil. Holding my breath, I squeeze my eyes shut and pinch decomposed arm. Feeling the pain of the pinch, I open my eyes, and all is normal again. Locking my arms together across my chest, I close my eyes and try to sleep. We wake up the next morning and resume our journey once more. Since Keem and Chu have not mentioned anything about searching for Ma and Gek, I assume they know of their fate. I do not know how he and Chu found out about Ma and Gek. I dare not bring up the subject. Keem tells us we will try and make our way to Porsot City and wait for our brothers there.